Continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew. Today we're in chapter 21. We'll begin at verse 23. We'll continue to the end of the chapter. Now, this is a very dramatic portion of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus has entered Jerusalem for the final week, and he's acting as the great Lord of the covenant, and he's teaching, and he's being confronted by the scribes and the Pharisees, who are moving closer to the great climax that will happen on that Thursday and Friday. Now, on this occasion, they come to Jesus, and they ask him by whose authority he does the things he does. And Jesus reads the heart. And he knows the issue is not a lack of information on their part. That's not what's driving it. It's their unwillingness. And so he asks them a question. He says, well, what do you make of John the Baptist? By whose authority did he act? By God's or man's? And, of course, they huddle together and they're not handling it sincerely. It's a political arrangement. And they say, well, look, if we say John the Baptist is from God, he'll wonder why we didn't obey him. Why weren't we baptized? If we say he's from man, the people are going to rise up because they believed that John was a prophet. Well, Jesus says, we see, therefore, I'm not going to answer your question. The way to learn from Jesus is to surrender your heart to him. He is the Lord. He is the Son of God, and he comes to us in that way. Now, there's two issues that are particularly revealed here. As Jesus goes on to teach two parables, that what's really rankling them, among other things, is that Jesus is saying that the salvation that he's come to give is not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. And, of course, they hate the Gentiles, and so they don't want others to be saved. They want them to be saved. And the other thing is Jesus is gathering sinners. Now, the Pharisees used the term sinner in a technical way. If you didn't follow all of their laws and all their extra-biblical regulations, you were in the class of sinners. But these were actual sinners. It's prostitutes. It's tax collectors. And Jesus is blessing them. What's going on here? What kind of salvation is this? Well, it's the Savior who came to redeem sinners. Now, these two parables are going to deal with that. The first parable is of two sons. One son is told to go to the fields. He says no, but he goes. The other son says yes, but he doesn't go. And Jesus said, which one gets the reward? The one who, even though he said no, he does obey. And Jesus says, you know, that's the Pharisees and that's the prostitutes and the tax collectors, because they believed and you didn't. And he really offends them. He says, I tell you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will be ahead of you in the kingdom of God. And then he tells a very important parable. It's really Jesus' take on the redemptive history of the old covenant, that God is a Lord who owned a vineyard. And he expected wine from the vineyard and a profit from it. And he hired workers to work it. Then he sent his servants to take his yield. They didn't want to give it. They were rebels. And so they beat and killed some of the servants. This happened several times. And so finally, the owner of the vineyard sends his son. He says, surely they will respect my son and heir. Oh, no. But they said, this is our chance. We'll kill the heir. We'll take it for ourselves. Now, he's referring to the whole history of the Old Testament people who slew the prophets. But now the son is in their midst, and they're going to do to him what the parable says. They're going to slay him. And Jesus points out that God, therefore, will give the vineyard to others. Now, he's talking about the worldwide believers in him, the Gentile world, together with Jews who believe. They receive his kingdom. And we're reminded that God desires from us to have a profit. He wants a yield from our lives. It's his grace. He owns us. When he comes, let's have something to give him, that we've lived for his profit. Well, with all these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 23 of Matthew 21. And when he, Jesus, entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority? Jesus answered them, I will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come, from heaven or from man? And they discussed it among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from man, we're afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, we do not know. And he said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work in the vineyard today. And he answered, I will not. But afterward, he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said to him, and he answered, I go, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? Well, they said the first. Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, when you did not afterwards change your minds and believe him." Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance." And they took him out and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When, therefore, the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? Well, they said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the Scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken into pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking about them. And although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds, because they held him to be a prophet. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.